My name is Jason Washburn. I was a corporal in the United States Marine Corps, in which I served 4 years. I did 3 tours in Iraq. My first 2 tours were with the 1st Battalion, 4th Marines, Charlie Company. And my third tour was with 3rd Battalion, 1st Marines Weapon Company. I was in the initial invasion, and eventually after the invasion was done, we settled down in Al-Hilla. This was in 03. From 04 to 05, I was in Najaf, and from 05 to 06, I was in Haditha. During the course of my 3 tours, the rules of engagement changed a lot. It seemed like every time we turned around, we had different rules of engagement, and they told us the reasons they were changing them was because it depended on the climate of the area at the time, what the threat level was deemed to be, and the higher the threat level was, the more viciously we were permitted and expected to respond. And for example, during the invasion, we were told to use target identification before engaging with anyone, but if the town or the city that we were approaching was a known threat, if the unit that went through the area before we did took a high number of casualties, we were basically we were allowed to shoot whatever we wanted. It was deemed to be a free fire zone. So we would roll through the town, and anything that we saw, everything that we saw, we engaged it and opened fire on everything. And let's see. And there was really, there was really no rule governing the amount of force we were allowed to use on targets during the invasion. I remember one woman was walking by, and she was carrying a huge bag, and she looked like she was heading towards us. So we lit her up with the Mark 19, which is an automatic grenade launcher. And when the dust settled, we realized that the bag was only full of groceries. And, she had been trying to bring us food, and we blew her to pieces for it. After the invasion ended and Bush declared mission accomplished, the rules changed pretty drastically. Instead of actually firing, we used a lot of, close combat, just hand-to-hand type stuff, just simple hand-to-hand violence to subdue people. There were a lot of times where we would be out on foot patrols, and we were ordered to not allow people to pass through our patrol formation, and unsuspecting villagers would try to pass through or cut through the formation, and we would butt stroke them, jab them with the muzzle, kick them or whatever, just get them out of the formation. And one time there was a guy on a bicycle that with a basket full of groceries, and he tried to rope, just roll through, and we clotheslined him and smashed up his bicycle for what, passing through the formation.